Natural Chaos.
Gary Garver, Jim Jones, yeah, listen, barter, touch your funny bones, Garver and Jacob Jones, get it, the wings of love, bringing this music live to you.
Yo, Empire.
Yo, Empire, it is Controlled Chaos for Empire. A Monday morning, KCAA, 10:50 a.m., 106.5 FM. In the Inland Empire. I'm Gary Garver here with the guru of the ghetto, Jigga Jones. Good morning, Jigga.
Yeah, man, what's going on? It's Monday, coming up out of late Sunday, and I'm still ain't waking up for the whole day.
I hear you, man. Well, I'm going to be taking a couple days off, man. I'm going down to Los Angeles to get some of my essence back. I'm going to go down to Zuma Beach and do my Zuma run from I go to Zuma. You know where Zuma is, right, Jigga?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's one of the only beaches that's not prominent with drug needles.
Yeah, it's up there near Ventura County. But going to Zuma 1, doing my Zuma 1 to the point and back run. I've been doing that for 45 years, so I'm going to do that. I believe on Tuesday, and then going to see some friends Tuesday night, and then Wednesday I'm going to get my car worked on and go play Encino Balboa Golf Course. Try to get some of my essence back. Sometimes you need to get your essence back a little bit. You got to go home for it. You don't even want to go home, though. You don't even want to go back to L.A., do you?
No, I have no desire to torture myself with stupidity like that. I don't have time for it.
Now, don't you miss it for?
I know how bad it is. I don't need to be there.
Don't you miss it for like? Don't you want to say, hey, man, I just want to go down for a couple days and see some friends and hang out and go some of my old stomping grounds?
It's just like this, man. It's like if I came from Atlantis and the whole place is underwater. It makes no sense for me to swim down to where the city used to be. The place that I liked and existed in no longer exists. So that doesn't make any sense.
But there's some places that you may want
to... You keep hanging on to that dream because that's gone. Gavin Newsom and your boy Jerry Brown erased that. It's all gone. Everything that you liked about California and all those little spots is gone. You just go back there and you're getting glimpses of what used to be left as a homeless guy costs you for money as you get down there, as you step over the feces in the street, as you avoid the predatory police trying to write you up for stupid kinds of citations and pretend that there's something wrong with your vehicle so they can stop you for that. I'm not playing that game.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully I don't get stopped, and hopefully I don't care about the homeless guy hitting me up for a dollar, but I don't want to step in any crap. Let's put it that way. But, I'm going down to Zuma. Zuma's sort of clean, like you said. And then I'm going to stay in Calabasas, which is still kind of clean. So I'm going to stay away from all the chaos, hopefully.
Calabasas.
Hey, listen, we got a special guest on the phone. We had that we had that tropical storm Hillary hit here in Southern California. It really like wiped out the streets and all. And they're finally opening up the streets, by the way. So most of the street, who is breathing hard? It sounds like somebody is really breathing hard there. Anyways,
you got a breather on the line, huh?
I know, it's sort of creepy. They're opening up the streets here now. Palm Springs is officially opening up, but we got it was a tropical storm Hillary, but we have President Bill Clinton to comment on this. President Clinton, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're okay. How you, Jigga?
Oh wow!
I'm doing great. Speaking of Las Vegas, I laid a deuce this morning, and I feel great.
Jigga, say hello to the president. Have you spoken to President Clinton before, Jigga?
No, he's never been arrested or anything like that. Like he's supposed to be.
No, it's true. I haven't, but I could score you some weed. Let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, man, we saw your old Hurricane Hillary came in, but I think Monica blew harder.
You're probably right about that, because Hillary was one of the most mediocre storms in the history of weather. I'll tell you, it was quite embarrassing. You know, you figure you name a storm after someone famous, and the storm just simply blows, and that's it. And boy, does Hillary blow.
They could have named it Gavin Newsom at that point.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Well, and Hurricane Gavin. You know.
Well, it did do some widespread damage out here in the desert. I mean, the streets have been closed and flooded out, and they still are. Some of them are still flooded out. But, yeah, I mean, it wasn't like this, you know, massive, like, hurricane where people were killed and, you know, just there were just a lot of mud. Just a lot of mud out here. A lot of mudslinging out here, President Clinton.
It was like one large sloppy second, you know, just so.
It does seem like a big turd hit Palm Springs, yeah. and the Coachella Valley. So anyways, President Clinton, I want to ask you a couple questions. You know, the presidential election is a little over a year away. What do you think about what's going on? First off, we'll introduce Donald Trump to the mix here. What do you think about what's happening with President Trump and all the indictments? And he's got 91 counts against him. He just turned himself in last week again in Atlanta, got his mugshot. Jacob, before I do that, Jacob, what do you think about Donald Trump's mugshot? He looks like the devil. He looks like Lucifer out there, man.
I wouldn't say all that, but it looked like he's ready to start a rap album. Because you can't start a rap album until you get till you go to jail, right?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I actually found the photo rather flattering. And if he were to start a rap group, or at least became one, he'd be known as Notorious DJT. And I think it's got a nice ring to it.
I dig it. Notorious DJT. So what do you think about what's happening with President Trump? What do you think the outcome is going to be, President Clinton?
Well, I'm going to say this. I think it's going to empower him. And I'm not just talking a temporary sugar high here. I'm talking that he'll not only get the nominee, but I think he will be the next president of the United States. And I say that because a lot of people now view President Trump as an outsider, the way he was an outsider back in 2016 when he ran. And if you look at what the Democratic machine has done, they really have opened up a can of worms. And I think it's going to end up biting them pretty big or bigly, if I can quote President Trump. And truth is, look, I'm a Democrat. I almost said Republican. My God, what's gotten into me? That's what happens when you spend too much time with Hillary.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, that's how I see things now. I think this is going to benefit President Trump in a very big way. I think those who hate President Trump either will continue hating him. Some might even say, you know what, I hate President Trump, but I hate Joe Biden and the Democratic Party even more. And so you're going to start seeing a lot of crossover votes, not just from independents, but I think a lot of Democrats are going to basically say, wait a minute, we didn't sign up for this. And the Democratic Party in my era is long gone. I barely recognize it, to be honest with you. And it's
more like the Marxist Party.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a valid point, Jigga. It's really gone very far hard left, and I was certainly not on the left. I consider myself more of a moderate Democrat, even though in today's standard, I would be considered a Tea Party member, and which I'm not, but, you know.
Better than a tea bagger, you know what I mean?
Well, Hillary's more into that than I am, but, you know.
She's more of a tea bagger, huh? Yeah. Did you ever do a tea bag on Hillary?
Well, to be honest with you, I did, and I thought of somebody else.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Well, Jacob, what do you think the outcome's going to be here, man? I mean, what do you think's going to happen with Trump? Do you think he's going to be? I mean, he's got 91 felony counts against him. I mean, he can't go 91-0, can he?
Well, you got zero legitimate counts, so you don't have anywhere to go from there. But the thing is, none of that stuff is going to matter anyway. And I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're going to see whoever the candidate's going to be is going to get a whole bunch of voter fraud going on, like you got the 81 million people that voted for Joe Biden when you can't find a single person wearing a Biden shirt. You know, you're going to have that go on, and they're going to pretend like, you know, you're crazy when you find out that there's been some more voter fraud to keep going with this crap. And then if there's anybody with any sense, you know, what should have happened, you know, before, we'll take over. People will lose their minds, and they'll say, okay, we've had enough of the cheating. Now there's going to be a day of reckoning. And that's because if you can't vote from the ballot box, you have to vote from the rooftops. And that's what's going to happen.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, you know, the bummer is that, you know, both candidates, Trump and also Joe Biden, sleepy Joe Biden. I mean, I can't take either one of them. I don't want to vote for either one of them. But
I'll say this, if I can, because I've heard both President Trump and Joe Biden on your show, Gary, and I got to say this. I thought President Trump handled himself quite well. In fact, he was on with both you and Jigga. And, you know, he kind of reminds me of James Dean a little bit. And I'm not talking the porn star. I'm talking the, you know, the former actor.
Right, right.
I got lost. You talk about him handling himself. I'm thinking about like some Paul Rubens kind of action.
No, nothing like that. There was no bicycle present. So I think it's, you know, a lot of people looked up to James Dean as the actor, and they saw him as a bit of a rebel, and he was incredibly popular.
I sure wouldn't want to drive like him, that's for sure.
Well, that's true, and I think that President Trump can handle that part. He's doing okay. But, you know, if you think about it, the legend of James Dean lived on, and that mugshot, I got to say this. I know it's going to sound a little homoerotic, and I apologize, but, damn, I've got a boner. And
Did you hear her on CNN?
Who?
Where she was talking about how masculine he looked at it, Rachel Maddow.
Oh, really?
From CNN.
Oh my God!
What? How masculine he looked in the picture.
She's asking. She actually. Well, she's actually on MSNBC, and she's she looks masculine herself. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, she says she's a lesbian, and she said she was attracted. That's what was funny.
Well, that tells you the appeal that President Trump has, that if he can get a hardcore carpet muncher like Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, right?
I mean, can you say Stanley Steamer? I mean, that's really something.
That's foul. But you know what? I'm thinking, you know what? I want to buy one of those mugs, the Donald Trump, mugshot mug. I think that's a great.
Me too.
Right? I'm gonna get a couple. What do you think? What do you think about that, Guru the Goat? Maybe I'll get that one for a Christmas present for you.
If it comes in a 40-ounce, I might do it.
count me in for that too. I want to have one of those mugs, so in case Hillary gets frisky with me, I can, you know, say back off, bitch.
like the vampire attack, and you'll just put the mug up, Donald Trump's mug.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. Like my silver bullet.
Right. What do you think about what's going on with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all that, President Clinton? You're close to President Biden.
I gotta say this. Look, everyone has children. They rebel. I remember back in the days, because I'm old, I remember Amy Carter getting arrested every other week. And this is going back to the late 70s. And Jigga knows. He knows. And look, even Chelsea, you know, she's never been
Maybe
in trouble.
Maybe you'll buy some Billy Beer.
Billy Beer, I remember that too. Back in my days.
I actually have a six-pack of Billy Beer in my bar right now as I'm doing my show. I'm not joking. I actually have Billy Beer.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I'm not going to drink it. And I mean, maybe when I decide to end my life, I'll take a can of Billy Beer and drink it, and then maybe that will be the way I can
include
it.
I want you to save me a can, too.
I will.
In case things get bad. Thank you. I will.
So you're just basically saying that Hunter Biden's an idiot and, you know, there's nothing.
Yeah, he is. And I got to say this. There's no excuse. I mean, it's not like he's a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old. This is a grown-ass man. He's an adult. And look, I heard the Hunter Biden whole interview with Dr. Phil, and I got to say it was quite riveting. I mean, you bring out the best questions in people. And look, Dr. Phil was showing him a little bit of tough love, and I get that. Now, look, I've had to do that with my daughter. But Joe Biden, if he can't get his own house in order, how on earth is he going to run this country?
I agree 100%. And that's the truth. I agree with you 100%. I mean, like I said, I don't want either one of them. And then they had that stupid debate, that Republican debate that was a total circus and S show. I mean, this guy Vivek Ramaswamy, is that what's his name, Jigga? Ramaswamy? Or I can't pronounce
yeah.
it. Yeah. Is that what it's at?
Vivek something or another.
I think it's Vivek Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy.
Yeah, I call him Ramadama Swami, dude. I don't know what the hell he is, but this guy's all over the news.
Ramalama ding dong.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this guy's all over the news now. I mean, what the hell? What do you think about this guy? He's nuts. He's kind of crazy. I think he's like a Donald Trump light, man.
Well,
I would say Donald Trump dark.
that was good, Jigga. That was good.
What do you think of him, President?
Look, you know, he's quite articulate. He speaks very well, and he does bring up some good points. I think he's a dark horse. Oh God, I'm such a racist. But if the way I look at it, he is trying to duplicate President Trump, and there's only going to be one President Trump, whether you like him or not. You know, he has a certain level of magnetism. And I know I met him. I met him many years ago, as did Hillary. And, you know, we used to rub elbows a long time ago. And,
yeah.
You know,
Epstein's Island.
I can't comment on that at this time, but, you know, Donald Trump was never there, that I will say. Where there was I not, well, was I there? You know, it's some say yes, some say no, but I can't really talk about it for a lot of reasons because, well, I don't want to get in trouble. But, you know, getting back to this, I think it's going to be an interesting debate. I think there are going to be a lot of surprises moving forward. You know, I think once President Trump decides that he is going to be a part of those, it's going to make things a lot more interesting. The ratings will certainly go up. And even though the media hates him, they need him.
Right.
And that's the irony.
You're right. You're
and,
absolutely right.
You know, so.
You're right.
Yeah. And that's why, look, he's been on your show many times. Yeah. I know you both get along quite well. And it is riveting. I mean, I have to stop what I'm doing. I mean, I could be thinking of Jenna Jameson in her prime, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, I got to listen to Controlled Chaos with Gary Garver and Jigga Jones.
Yeah, what happened to Jenna Jameson, by the way? What happens to all these old porn stars? They, like, they hit the wall, man. It's kind of sad. Don't you wish they were still, like, hot? None of them are.
Well, my dad was Marilyn Chambers, and boy, did I have the hots for her. Lord have mercy. So, you know, I hear you. I hear you. And, you know, some people age well. I mean, I didn't age well at all. I mean, I hate to say it. I almost look like Terry Tater's, you know, jihad puppet.
Well, I think you're doing all right. So, you're still hanging in, President Clinton. You still get those young chicks. I know you can still get those young broads. Well, you know that. Come on now.
I'm trying to. It's just I can't keep it up the way I used to. That's for sure.
Yeah, you can't get people to smoke the baloney pony like it used to be.
No, that's you're right about that. It's more like a Donkey Kong, you know. So it's.
Well, listen, President Clinton, I want to thank you for calling in this morning. It's always a treat, and you know, hopefully we can get President Trump on again, and I need to talk to Hunter Biden when he goes to trial, and maybe get Dr. Phil to do another intervention, because those are classic calls for sure. And thank you so much.
They are. I agree with you.
Thank you. And do you have anything to say to the American people? How you been? By the way, what have you been doing before we go? What have you been up to? Are you just kicking back? I know you like to play golf. I mean, what else are you doing?
Well, it's I'm kind of going out with a few people.
You all right, President Clinton?
In the pipe?
I think he's. I think he's. Maybe. I think is Hunter Biden there with you? Is that? I mean, you know, you.
No, he's not. It's just, you know, it's been very hard. You know, sorry, I got a little bit verklempt and emotional because COVID is coming back, and it's gonna wreck my daily life, and that's what's upsetting about all this. So, sorry that you know.
All right, well,
I'll be okay.
I hope you feel better. I don't get upset about it. And you know, I'll tell you one thing: if that COVID crapola comes back, or they try to jive us with that stuff again, I guarantee you, Jiggy, you can mark my words on this. I will not get another shot. I'll surrender my season tickets to the Charger game. I won't go out again. I'll just forget it, man. I'm not gonna buy into that crapola again. I'm not gonna.
Well, you and I both. I'll tell you what, the only shot I'm going to get is penicillin when I need it, and that's it.
Well, stay away from the hookers. Then you don't need the penicillin. And, like, you know, like that's what true. Desmond Tutu, Bishop Desmond Tutu, told me one time many, many years ago. He says, man, always wear a condom, man. Always wear a condom. Okay, there you go.
No, he was right. No, those were words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be.
Let it be. Well, thank you so much, President Clinton. Jiggy, you got anything else to say to the former president of the United States?
Yeah, don't inhale.
But exactly. And one more thing, folks. And you're right about this, Gary. Don't get jabbed. It's that simple.
Exactly. I will not. Jigga, I have to admit, you were right about it. It was all jive and BS. And I drank the Kool-Aid because I wanted to, you know, be safe for my little brother who passed away. And, you know, that's why I did it. So I'm not going to do it this time. They can kiss my half-Jew ass. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. All right. President Clinton, thank you so much for calling in. Have a great, have a great, week. And weekend, it's a Labor Day weekend.
Thank you.
It's the start of the fall, hopefully. We need to. And tell Hillary that it didn't blow that hard. It just rained a little bit, but there was no blowing. I guess she's used to not doing that.
No, she doesn't blow hard at all.
Does she blow at all?
No, not really. That's too bad.
At least not you, right?
Exactly.
Maybe she's a carpet muncher.
Maybe. Well, she is. Trust me. Her and Rachel Maddow. I'd like to see that action going.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Not Jigga. Would you like to see that? I wouldn't.
Nope.
Me either. I'm not that twisted.
Right. I'd rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log.
Well. All right. All right. Thank you so much, President Clinton. Jigga, hang on.
My pleasure.
We got plenty of show to do, unless the president wants to hang on. But anyways, we got still got a little bit of show to do. We're going to talk about a few things. Oh, another mass shootings, more mass shootings going on in our country. And now another one's a racist-related one from some 20-year-old a-hole. And then this other guy was a former Ventura County cop that shot his ex-wife up at a bar in Orange County. It's crazy, man. It's chaos. It's total chaos on KCAA. I'm Gary Garver, Monday morning with the Guru of the Ghetto. President Clinton, thank you so much. We'll be back with more after this.
NBC Talk Radio, 10:50 a.m.
This is Gary Garver, and I've written a book called Radio Blows. It's all about my career in the radio business, my time with the Howard Stern Show, and celebrity interviews, my top 10 cool celebrities, and my top 10 uncool celebrities. Here's a sample of a couple cool ones and a couple uncool ones.
Make a citizen's arrest on me.
Yeah, I'm going to take this stuff here.
Yeah?
All right, I'm holding you. Call, yeah. Get the marshal. We'll
get the marshal.
We'll see who's wrong.
Get the marshal right now?
We'll see who's wrong.
Are you one of the scary morning people who are going to ask horrible things? You got that look. Are you?
They don't have that look?
You do. You got the look like, watch me do something I would have in second grade.
If you're forced into gay sex, who would you choose?
I don't get forced into anything.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
If you're on a desert island and you had a choice of making love to Pamela Lee or Janet Reno, who would you choose?
That's a question I don't want to answer because my wife might be listening to the show.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, Radio Blows, available now on Amazon, Amazon.com, and Kindle. Radio Blows, if you want to get in the radio business or find out the inner workings of radio, it's a must-read book.
If you're ready for a Las Vegas vacation, here's an offer you can't refuse. The Vegas Travel Center is offering 3 days and two nights in Vegas free. Just call 909-406-7400. The offer includes accommodations with two free tickets to Great Las Vegas Entertainment with free meals. So if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you need to jump on this right now. Just call 909-406-7400. Obviously, an offer like this is not going to last. So call now, 909-406-7400, for your three-day, two-night Vegas vacation. That number again, 909-406-7400. Call now.
If you're looking for a great golf destination for your summer vacation, I have the course for you, Desert Princess Golf Resort. Located just minutes from downtown Palm Springs, Desert Princess has 27 holes of championship golf, which offers fun and intriguing play for golfers of all abilities. Couple this with wide fairways, large lakes, and some of the best manicured greens in the desert, and the result is one of the finest resort courses in the Coachella Valley. Golf rates start as low as $50, and check out Desert Princess's summer special that runs from May 1st through September 30th. It includes unlimited golf, a half bucket of golf balls per day, and a 20% discount at the Mountain View Grill, which has indoor and outdoor dining and is a great place to entertain family and friends with great food and drinks. The Desert Princess Pro Shop also has a wide variety of great outfits and accessories with a friendly staff that is second to none. They will be more than willing to help you with any questions about the golf course and all your golfing needs. For more information, go to DesertPrincessCC.com. That's DesertPrincessCC.com, or give them a call at 760-322-2280. That's 760-322-2280. Desert Princess Golf Resort, a fun and beautiful place to play golf in the summer with your family and friends.
Hey, how's it going, man? Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Usher.
Usher. Hey, bro. How you doing, man? Okay. Hey, have you ever envied anyone else's career?
Huh?
Have you ever envied anyone else's career?
No, actually, I envy your job. Yeah? Yeah, I envy your career.
Hey, are you a fan of Mark Harris?
Who is that?
Some gay guy who sings.
You crazy, man.
Hey, want to play gay chicken?
Nah, man, I'm cool.
What do you think of Sean Penn's comments about Howard Stern?
You know, I didn't even really hear him.
Said he was worse than Osama bin Laden.
Oh, man. Really? Sean Penn, man, that's an opinionated statement. You know what I mean?
Who's the biggest prick in Hollywood you ever met?
You.
Thanks, man.
From the four corners of the world, dumbing down his IQ so you can understand him, it's Gary Garvin. Now you might.
All right, it is Control Chaos, KCAAradio.com, also iHeart, Amazon, Apple, Indy100.com, too. Yes. All sorts of different social media platforms. I'm Gary Garver here with the guru of the ghetto, Jigga Jones. And we got to give a shout out to President Clinton, a.k.a. Philip Hirsch. And I got to say, this guy, Jigga, you're the one who turned me on to this guy. You told me that this guy does great impressions. It was probably about 5-6 years ago, right? And he's amazing. I mean, he really is amazing.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's scary because he can get on there and do the voice. You don't know who it is.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, he does them right on, and he can do multiple voices. So if you want to hire him, maybe somebody, you know, hey, you want Donald Trump to call your friend and wish him a happy birthday or something. You know, be somebody that hates Trump, right? You have somebody that hates Trump, and then all of a sudden you have him call up and do a Donald Trump, right? I mean, come on, would that be classic? That's or even Joe Biden, right? I should have him do Joe Biden, because I have some friends who are major Trumpians, worse than you, and I should have him call in as Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Just leave him a message or something. But anyways, Philip Hirsch, you can look him up on Facebook and stuff like that. So that's fantastic. He does great, great work for the Control Chaos radio show. I had to give him a shout out. So listen, man, over the weekend or last week or whatever, I mean, more mass shootings, dude. I mean, you know what I mean? Take a guess of how many mass shootings there have been so far this year. I read this last week. How many do you think? And now there's probably another four or five since I read the story. But how many do you think?
Well, if you count Chicago, there must have been like 200.
I'm counting all of America. All of America. How many mass shootings have happened so far this year? Take a guess.
I have no idea.
Just throw out a number, for Christ's sake.
I say 200 already. I'm counting right. Chicago.
Try 470. 470.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. That's nice, huh? Okay, if you say so. Anyways, over the weekend, I guess, man, this guy, this 21-year-old a-hole. Guys, 21 years old. A 21-year-old white man fatally shot three black people in Florida with guns bought legally, despite his once being involuntarily committed for a mental health exam. Okay? He was mentally not there. They had a health exam on him. They had to take him in involuntarily, and he still was able to get guns. What do you think of that? Don't tell me. Don't stick. I'm not talking about gun rights, things like that. You got to say that's wrong. If some guy's mentally insane and he still can get guns, do you think that's right or wrong?
Well, I don't think it's a good thing, I tell you that.
Don't you think there should
but
be
the
some...
The worst part is they let stupid people like that drive cars, too. You know, you see them on the road. They're a big danger, too. They should have a psychological test for a lot of things, but they don't have them.
Well, listen, man, you know, there's a difference between...
Tell you what, you want somebody to have a psychological test to be your neighbor. Let me tell you, man, right here in Vegas.
I agree.
Some crazy person set fire to their apartment because they were trying to get a bug that was flying around. You know, use the lighter, chasing a mosquito or some kind of flying insect. And imagine you're next door in the apartment next door, sleeping, get ready to go to work in the morning, and the fire department kicks your door in because the whole apartment complex is on fire because this person was trying to catch a flying insect. So yeah, crazy people need to be dealt with. I mean, people don't want to hear this, but they need to go back to putting these people in the hospitals and taking them out of society. Because when you walk down the street in L.A., you got half these homeless people are crazy.
Well,
you know, that's what it is. You know, and those people are doing all kinds of random things. So yeah, we need this country seriously needs to look at mental health. Look at Joe Biden. You got a senile old man being the puppet as a president and ruin the country from it. So we need to do something about mental health, that's for sure. And, you know, should crazy people get guns? You know, if they do, regular people should get them so you can shoot the crazy person. Because you know what? The only way you're going to stop that person was equal firepower. And the way the human existence lives is normally in tyranny. Normally, the human condition is not this freedom that we have that we think we enjoy. Normally, it's somebody with a big stick going around and beating other folks that they can subjugate. So as long as you have weapons of any type available, that's going to happen. And as soon as you say, oh, we're just not going to carry guns, or we're not going to carry weapons, you now become the victim because these evil people will subjugate you to whatever they want. And that's what's going on in the government. They're talking about mask mandates coming back. They want to talk about doing all that. And if you're stupid, and if you let them, they're going to bring back these masks because now been proven not to do anything for COVID. But, oh, the mask mandates are coming back. Why? The mask didn't work in the first place. All it did was mess people up. But this is what you have to object to. Mental illness and stupidity is a big problem. We put stupid people in power in this country. You got the dumbest guy in California as the governor, Gavin Newsom. Either he's dumb or he's extremely corrupt. Which one is it?
Well, the bottom line is that no one who goes in for a psych exam should get a gun. I mean, should be able to buy a gun. I mean, this is crazy. The guy, by the way, this guy's 21 years old and he hates black people, and that's why he shot three black people. I mean,
I blame CNN for that.
Well, you can't blame, dude. You can't blame anybody, man. I mean, there's no one. Listen, there's more. It's not CNN's fault. It's more the society's fault. Also, six other people were wounded and are hospitalized. I mean, you can't blame any network. This stuff's on the internet, man. Come on.
They turned everything into a black-white issue. Black, white. Black guy does this. White guy does that. Black guy. Whatever happened to the guy walked in and robbed the place? They turn everything into a racial issue. Everything is a white versus black, a black versus white. And of course, if you're already on the spectrum of, hey, man, these people have moved in my neighborhood, they've ruined it, which people have seen. But, you know, these people have come from these countries and ruined my country, which people have seen. Now you've got the picturization of here's these people against those people. And then you get the news, white guy does this, black guy does that. And it's a megaphone, which amplifies the problem. Well, you know, as much as all this crazy stuff that used to happen before wasn't like this, it wasn't until the media started making this a big point. And now you got these fools running around, oh, it's because I'm white, I'll shoot the place up. You got nothing else, why not? You know, we have to do something about the society crumbling. You know, and people like this, these morons with these racist people that run around and all this stuff, you know, that is a problem, but we got to do something with the people. There's people throwing gas on this fire, and we got to get those people.
I hear you. You're right. The media does, project it out there, and, I agree. You know, on the other spectrum, a Ventura County cop shot his wife, and he didn't kill her. He wounded her, but he killed, like, five other people, man, at this bar that's called Cook's Corner in Trabuco County, Orange County. It's in Orange County. I don't know if it's Trabuco, the city of Trabuco or whatever the hell it is. Anyway, so he goes in there and kills his wife. I mean, he tries to kill his wife and kills like five other people. I mean, it's just, dude, it's just, you're right, man. You know what? And I've been saying, I've been talking about the Second Amendment and nobody should own an assault weapon. And I've been saying this for years and years and years, but I don't know if it even matters anymore. I just think people are mentally, like, insane.
Well, you know, you got to look at this. You got a country that tells you that you don't need to have a border, and then you got all these people running across the border doing all this stuff. Then you got a country where the government is supposed to care for you so much that they're going to give you an injection of this potentially fatal chemical that's experimental. And because they care about you so much, they're going to give it to you for free. But yet you live in the state of Hawaii, or you live over there in Hawaii, and you get $700. But yet people in the Ukraine, they're sending billions of dollars to the Ukraine.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense. You're dealing with people in policies that don't make any sense. You got a dude that can barely conjugate a sentence and supposedly running the country. I mean, this is what's going on. When you get a little bit of stupidity at the top, it becomes a massive amount of stupidity by the time you hit the bottom.
I agree. I agree with you. I mean, like I said, I've been saying there shouldn't be a ban on assault weapons. But even if you ban assault weapons now, I think people are just going to go out there and do whatever they need.
Let me ask you this.
What?
What about in Africa? What about Africa? They got all these countries in Africa where you're not allowed to own a gun, but yet all the warlords and all the criminals have guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, how does that happen? Banned, you can't buy one, you can't get one. If you get caught with one, you're in all this trouble. But yet, in every doggone place over there in Africa, all these warlords are running around with guns. Look at Chicago. You can't even physically own a gun in Chicago. You can't physically buy one. You got a bit. But guess what? All the criminals got them.
No, I get it.
And you're a victim the minute they come in there to come get you. All you do is, oh, it sounds good. Oh, let's make guns illegal. Oh, that sounds nice. Oh, yay. We're just going to just hope peaches and pie that evil people are not going to come out and take advantage of us. Oh, what a great thing. You know, I'll just leave my door unlocked in Chicago. That's what you get then. Anything happens to you, that's what you get.
I hear. Hey, by the way, I misspoke. It was three people that were killed at Cook's Corner in Trabuco Canyon. It's Trabuco Canyon, not Trabuco County.
Let me ask you this. You know, it's so funny that they talk about this white supremacist that shot all these people. Oh, what about all the black people in Chicago that shoot everybody every week? We don't hear nothing about that.
Well, yeah, you
know,
hear about
30,
it.
30, 40 people get killed in Chicago, black dudes doing it. It's no big deal. You don't hear about it. Black dude, 30 people killed by other black people. You don't hear about it. One white guy who said he thought about Hitler one time. White supremacist. Oh, he killed people. Oh, but you hear about that. Why is that?
Well,
why is it?
Because
it's news because
you said it. It's the news. It's the news. They want to portray it like that. They want it. You know, they create this whole schism of white versus black, and hatred among minorities and the white man and all that.
Remember that thing with the Trayvon Martin with George Zimmerman? That wasn't a white dude, but they kept a white guy, shot a black kid, and blase, blase. And he was nowhere near
well,
white.
Well, anyways, this guy, listen, man. The bottom line is whether the main story is the guy was in a psych ward or mental health facility. I mean, they took him in there, and he was still able to get a couple guns, in fact, a semi-automatic rifle, to kill these poor black people for no reason except for he's just full of hate, and he's 21 years old. How do you get that much hatred at 21 years old? I mean, when I was 21, I just wanted to get laid and do some coke. I mean, that was it, and try to start my career. I mean, that's what I was thinking about. Hey, man,
it's
I got
priority.
Yeah, I want to become a rock and roll DJ in LA. I want to get laid, and I want to do a little weed, smoke a little weed, and do a few lines. That's all I cared about. I mean, seriously, that was it. You know, trying to get my career going. I guess the younger generation is just so effing lost nowadays that they don't see a way out, Jigga. I mean, in our day, and I'm not saying that, but in our day, we are able to still survive and still thrive and buy homes and buy condos and not get, I mean, most kids live at home nowadays. When we were 18 years old, I remember, you know, get the hell out of the house. And I wanted, and by the way, I wanted to leave. I could wait to get out at 18.
Yeah.
Hey, I just turned into an adult. I want to get the hell away from my parents and just do my own thing and not be under their rules, man. But most kids don't do that. I don't think they can. I mean, I think that's the truth. And maybe they get caught up.
Well, you know, when the $20 bill is the new dollar bill, you can't do that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, you can't. I mean, I remember when you spent the 20 and 10, you were doing something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you went out somewhere, you say, hey, man, I'm going out. I'm going to take a $10 bill with me. You had money for the whole night.
Oh, I remember. I used to go Monday Night Football. It was called La Fiesta Monday Night Football. It was on Ventura and Reseda. And Monday Night Football, they had 50-cent beers. And you could take 10 bucks and get completely S-faced and still tip the waitress. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. You can a $10 spot. Hold on. 10 spot. How many beers can you get 20 beers for 10 bucks, you know? And then you'd eat the chips for free. I mean, those were the days. They don't have them anymore, man. You're right. The 20 spot is now a dollar now in our society. So I get it, but man, it's so sad. I'm so sick of it. And that's why I try to stay away from it. But let's get into something else real quick. Quickly, Bob Barker.
Yeah, man.
Bob Barker passed away at the age of 99 over the weekend.
Yeah, man. You know, everybody's been saying it. You know, he went. He got as close to $1 without going over because he hit 99.
Right. That's it. That's right. Exactly. And he was famous. You know, if you don't know what we're talking about, Price is Right always did spinning the wheel. And if you were under a dollar. That's when he got into the big what's it called? What was the thing that the
showcase?
The showcase, yeah, showcase showdown. The showcase showdown. So yeah, that's crazy. 99, man. And he had a great career.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, and he also another show that he was on that a lot of people don't remember, Truth or Consequences, which I used to watch as a kid.
Oh yeah,
I used to love that show, and he was the host of that. So Bob Barker.
You know, there's a city in New Mexico called Truth or Consequences.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've heard of it. So anyways, Bob Barker passed away at the age of great life, man, 99. I mean, Jesus. But you know, even at the end,
in his honor, spay and neuter your pets.
Yeah, exactly. right. Spay and neuter your pets. Exactly. He was big on that all the time. And but the sad part is too is that they're showing these pictures. They're showing pictures of him hosting The Price is Right and Truth and Consequence and stuff like that. But you know, there's also pictures of him. You know, Bob Barker's last days in a wheelchair, and he's all like disheveled and effed up. Like, just let him be, man. The dude made it to 99. You don't have to show some raggedy ass pictures of him in a wheelchair like in his last days on planet Earth. I just find that sort of foul. You know what I mean? It's our society though. We like seeing that crap. You know, it's weird. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hold on. You brought up the story. We only got a few more minutes left. But you brought up the story, and I am so in agreement of this, because when Jigga called me this morning, you know, we always talk before the show. He says, you got to read the story on plastic straw, not on paper straws, not plastic straws, paper straws. And you know what? I think McDonald's has paper straws, or Burger King has paper straws, and they are the worst. I can't drink out of them, man. I hate them. And I guess there's a reason for it. Go ahead and tell the this is a public service announcement from the Control Chaos Radio Show. Go ahead, Jigga. Tell us about paper straws. Hello? Guru of the Ghetto? What happened to Guru of the Ghetto? I just built that whole thing up. Where is he? Guru of the Ghetto. Oh, he left the call. Anyways, what Jigga was telling me, hopefully he'll call back, was that paper straws have some sort of like poison in them or some sort of like really bad, nasty stuff that's not good for you. That's not good for you at all. It's kind of weird. And so don't drink out of paper straws. It's not healthy for you. And if you ever have drank out of a paper straw, it does taste a little weird, doesn't it? It's not the same. It doesn't feel right. I don't know what it is about it, but I never like them at all. It's so weird that he brought that story up to me, and I was just like, yeah, you're right, dude. They're really like foul, man. They suck. We got to get him. I want to say goodbye to him because I'm not going to be around for, you know, I might do one more show tomorrow, and then I'm taking off for a couple days. So let's see if I can get him back on. If not, then we'll just we'll call it a day. A great show. I want to thank again President Bill Clinton, aka Philip Hirsch. If you want him to do a voiceover for you, man, like I said, he'll call in. It'll call a friend of yours or an enemy of yours and do an impression. You know what I mean? I think I'm going to have him do that for me. For sure. I think I'm going to definitely have him do that. It'll be cool. You guys have a great rest of your day. And I guess I'm out. What were we going to talk about? That was it. He was going to do a whole thing on this. And I don't know. Maybe I lost the internet here. I don't know, man. This show, it's chaos, man. That's why we call the show chaos. It's total chaos. Always on the Control Chaos Radio Show. If you want to check out, no internet. There you go. I lost them because my internet dropped out. This thing is, it's just a, I'm telling you, man. It's a joke. It's an effing joke. Jigga's calling me on my other phone. Jigga. Hey man, my of course, you know this is top of the line equipment here. My internet dropped out. So that's why the call dropped out. Listen, save that story for next week. We got to go. But anyways, if somebody wants to get your wit and wisdoms, I have you on my phone. Where do they go? JiggaJones.com. Thanks, Jigga. I'll talk to you soon, man. God bless. I'll talk to you next week and we'll do the paper straw. Save that story for next week, okay, buddy?
Yeah,
all right, cool. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. I'll be back mañana with another show of chaos because there's always chaos going on in our society. And have a great rest of your day, and God bless.